Welcome back again to the Warren County Radio Bible School. I invite you to turn up your radio and pull up a chair and get your Bible and turn to Luke chapter 3. In just a moment, we're going to read Luke chapter 3, verses 21 and 22. It's just two verses, but in those two verses, we're going to read about the baptism of Jesus and discuss some things that E.A. Elam had to say about the baptism of Jesus. Now, while you're getting your Bible and turning to Luke chapter 3, I'll remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond Mountain, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m., and all are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. And we're going to be looking at some notes that E.A. Elam wrote as a part of a Sunday school lesson for October the 15th, 1922. The lesson actually ended, but at the end of the lesson, and after the questions that he would ask at the end of that Sunday school lesson, he has this additional page on the baptism of Jesus. And I think we're going to learn some things about baptism as we study this lesson. Now let me read to you the text. The text is Luke chapter 3, 21 and 22. It is just two verses. Now it came to pass, when all the people were baptized, that Jesus, having been baptized and praying, the heaven was opened, and the Holy Spirit descended in a bodily form as a dove upon him, and a voice came out of heaven, "Thou art my beloved Son, in thee am I well pleased." Of those two verses, here is what Elam wrote. When John was baptized, the people, Jesus went from Nazareth to Galilee to the Jordan, about 75 or 80 miles, to be baptized of John, most likely to Bethabara, that is the house of the ford, or of the passage, or, as in the version used in preparing these lessons says, to Bethany, which must have been a village whose site is now unknown, beyond the Jordan, on the eastern bank, where John was baptizing, John 1 and verse 28. For John baptized in the Jordan, and Jesus was baptized in that river. John knew Jesus was not as the Christ, but was not. John did not know Jesus as the Christ, but he knew him to be a good man, better than himself, and therefore at first declined to baptize him, saying, "I have need to be baptized of thee, and comest thou to me?" John preached the baptism of repentance unto remission of sins, and Jesus had no sins of which to repent and to be remitted. John recognized this, and he recognized his own unworthiness in the presence of Jesus. All along, he sought to honor Jesus. His mission was to prepare a people for him. Now Jesus demands baptism at his hands. He did not see the fitness in baptizing Jesus. If remission of sins is the only reason for being baptized, there would have been no reason for baptizing Jesus. But there are other reasons. Jesus said, "Suffer it now, for thus it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness." Now when Jesus said, "Suffer it," this is in Matthew 3, 14 and 15. When Jesus says, "Suffer it," that simply means to allow it. The word suffer means to allow. So allow this now. And the word now means this is for this time. This is an exception. Jesus is not going to be baptized for the remission of sins. He is the exception. And John is told to allow this exception now. Now, when we're baptized, we must be baptized for the remission of our sins. We can't claim the exception that Jesus claimed, because Jesus had no sin, and we do have sins. So suffer it now means to allow this exception at this time, for thus it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. But even though it wasn't for the baptism of remission of sins Jesus was baptized, there are other reasons Jesus was baptized. And we need to consider this when we're thinking about being baptized. You see, John baptized him, and evidently the greater was baptized by the less. Jesus came down from heaven to do God's will, to do all of God's will, John 6 and verse 38. Had he declined or refused to be baptized as the Pharisees and lawyers did, he would have been disobedient to God and would not have fulfilled all righteousness. I want to read to you what we read in Luke chapter 7, 29 through 30, actually 28 through 30, about those who refused John's baptism. Jesus said in Luke chapter 7, in verse 28, Jesus said, "I say unto you, among them that are born of women, there is none greater than John. Yet he that is but little in the kingdom of God is greater than he." And all the people, when they heard, and the publicans, justified God being baptized with the baptism of John. When it says they justified God, they're justifying God for preaching, sending John to preach to them the need for their repentance and the need for their remission of sins. Why, they acknowledged that and agreed with that, and therefore they were baptized of him. The publicans and sinners knew that they had sins, they needed to be forgiven, and so they were baptized for that forgiveness. But notice what it says in the next verse, Luke chapter 7 and verse 30. But when the Pharisees and lawyers rejected for themselves the counsel of God, not being baptized of him, they rejected for themselves the counsel of God. You see, God wants us to be baptized. Those that justify God will be baptized as God wants. And those that refuse to be baptized as God wants are rejecting for themselves the counsel of God. Now, you know, if they're rejecting the counsel of God for being refused to be baptized with the baptism of John, what of those who refuse to be baptized with the baptism of Jesus Christ? Well, Christ is greater than John, and the consequences of that rejection, if there be any consequences at all that can be magnified as greater, would certainly be greater for us that refuse baptism now. We read that to do God's will, in Elam's notes we read, to do God's will, whatever it is to do righteousness. Since Jesus, the sinless Son of God, traveled so far to be baptized in obedience to God, should we not follow his example? Thus, like me, in this obedience, it becometh, that is, it is fitting and proper, us, that's others besides Jesus, to fulfill all righteousness. John also baptized that Christ might be made manifest unto Israel, that he was the Christ, and that is what happened at his baptism. By the descent of the Holy Spirit upon Jesus, John knew him to be the Son of God and the Savior of men. John knew Jesus before this as a righteous and good man, but did he know him as the Son of God and as the Messiah? Well, if he did, he did not do it in the sense that he knew him now. In John chapter 1, we read in John chapter 1 in verse 29 through 34. On the morrow, he seeth Jesus coming to him and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world." This is he of whom I said, after me cometh the man who is before me, who was before me, and I knew him not, but that he should be made manifest to Israel. For this cause came I baptizing in water, and John bare witness, saying, I have beheld the Spirit descending as a dove out of heaven, and it abode upon him. And I knew him not, but that he sent me to baptize in water. He said unto me, Upon whomsoever thou shalt see the Spirit descending and abiding upon him, the same is he that baptizeth in the Holy Spirit. And I have seen and have borne witness that this is the Son of God. And then straightway, coming up out of the water, after he was baptized, and Luke 3:21 adds, after he was baptized and praying, he saw the heavens rent asunder, and the Spirit as a dove descending upon him. The Holy Spirit descended in a bodily form as a dove, Luke 3:22, and it abode upon him. John 1:32, John saw this, and all present must have seen it. Jesus saw it, and looked through the open heavens unto the glory begone, for the heavens were open unto him, Matthew 3:16. Here he was anointed with the Holy Spirit and with power, Acts 10:38. He was full of the Holy Spirit, Luke 4:1. And he had the Spirit without measure. We read in the book of John, in John chapter 3, beginning in verse 30, John the Baptist said of Christ, He must increase, but I must decrease. He that cometh from above is above all. And he that is of the earth is of the earth, and of the earth he speaketh. He that cometh from heaven is above all. What he hath seen and heard, of that he beareth witness, and no man receiveth his witness. He that hath received his witness hath sent his seal to this, that God is true. For he whom God hath sent speaketh the words of God, for he giveth not the Spirit by measure. The Father loveth the Son, and hath given all things into his hand. He that believeth on the Son hath eternal life, but he that obeyeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. We read that a voice came out of the heavens saying, Thou art my beloved Son, in thee am I well pleased. All present must have heard this voice. On two other occasions, God spoke aloud from heaven to Jesus, once in Jerusalem in John 12:20-36, and the other on the Mount of Transfiguration in Matthew 7:5. And that's where he said, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him, saying that right in the very presence of Moses and Elijah. And so with all that Moses said and all the prophets said, more important than all that we read in the Old Testament is what Jesus has spoken to us in the New. It is most significant that God sent his Spirit upon Jesus and confessed him before the world as his beloved Son when he was baptized. And so also he acknowledges us and his children. In Galatians 3:26-27 tells us that ye are all the sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. Now notice, for as many as you as were baptized into Christ did put on Christ. No, we cannot take the exception Jesus made and said, we're just going to be baptized just to fulfill all righteousness. because Jesus had no sins as we do. We need to be baptized for the remission of our sins. But in being baptized for the remission of our sins, we do indeed fulfill all righteousness in regards to what we can do and in regards with what God would have us to do, and thus become children of God.